Pnimius in the Daf, Gemara Brachos Daf Chof Zayin. So on the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara begins its story, which continues on to the next Daf, about the coup of when they deposed Rabban Gamliel from being the Nasi. And he was a little bit seemingly mean or machbid, you know, the way a tzaddik sometimes has to be machbid on Rabbi Yeshua, and people didn't like it. So they decided they were getting rid of him, and then they had to figure out, well, if we're getting rid of him as Nasi, who can we put in his place? The Gemara says and records that, so they say, okay, who should we put in his place? Let's put Rabbi Yeshua. Let's establish him as the Nasi. So they say, no, we can't. Why? Because Baal Ma'isa, he's the Baal Ma'isa. He was involved. He was part of the Ma'isa that happened. So either you could teach it that'll be extremely upsetting for Rabban Gamliel, or you could teach it that, you know, it would look like it was his kind of play for power, this whole thing. So it can't be Rabbi Yeshua. So they say, fine, Nochmel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the big tzaddik, the biggest of the Talmudic Chachamim, put Rabbi Akiva there. Rabbi Akiva would be a great Nasi. So they say, no, why? Dilma Anishle Delisle Zechus Avos. Maybe he'll be able to get punished because he won't have the Zechus Avos. Because Rabbi Akiva stems from Gerim. So since Rabbi Akiva stems from Gerim, he doesn't have the Zechus Avos to the same degree that the rest of us do. And therefore, if he's in such a position of prominence and he either messes up or enough people give him an ayin hara, whatever it is, he might not be able to have that, you know, you need that backbone of Zechus Avos to be able to withstand that kind of pressure and to be in that kind of role. So they say, fine, Elanukma, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Let it be Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Why? Do Chacham, Ashir, who Asir Ezra. He's wise, he's rich. He's 10 generations from Ezra. And why are he so valuable? He's wise that, you know, he could deal with the challenging questions. And he's rich so that, you know, if they have to go to, you know, pay a tribute to Bey Kesar, to the Caesar's court, he can go with them and he'll be able to represent them and, you know, bring sorts of gifts and lobby and negotiate on behalf of the Jewish people. And he's 10th generation from Ezra, to Isla is a Chesavos. So he has Chesavos, so therefore, he won't get punishment. That's Chesavos will back him up to a degree and it will help him accomplish his goal. So the Gemara, it's a nice Gemara, the beginning of his story, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will continue. Well, you know, he has to go ask his wife, and we'll see if he's ro'i, and the way it finally fell through and played out. So, but the Gemara, there's really a big premise here, in that specifically, the Chachamim first look at Rabbi Akiva, and then they say, nah, not Rabbi Akiva, go to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah represent two different realities, two different mitzvahs. And we spoke about these mitzvahs before. It's called Alma de Ischati and Alma de Isgalia. Rabbi Akiva is brought down in Kabbalah that he's considered the aspect, the Bechina, the concept of Rachel, right? Rabbi Akiva's wife was Rachel. His name was Akiva ben Yosef, right? Because he represented the Mashiach ben Yosef. He stems from Yosef the Tzaddik, named Rachel. Rabbi Akiva represents Rachel, and Rachel's whole Indian is the Alma de Isgalia, is the revealed world. The way Bnei Rachel look at things is that the revealed reality stems with Kabbalah. That when they see something in Pnimius, a sod, a secret, Kabbalah, that's part and parcel of the daily living. They're comfortable paskening based off Kabbalah. They don't see the stira between Kabbalah and Halacha that sometimes comes out. They view the Alma de Isgalia as, they say, the Pnimius, the Torah is revealed, and it's out there, and it's revealed, and it's open, and it's present for anyone to grasp into, and it influences our life. Bnei Leah represent the Alma de Ischatia. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Bnei Leah. In fact, the Gemara even points out that what? That he was 10th generation from Ezra. So he has to be Bnei Leah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah represents the Bnei Leah in that that's the normal derech of Psak. That's called the Alma de Ischatia, the hidden world. That says, it's true there are sodos, it's true there's Kabbalah, it's true there's Pnimius to everything. But that world of Sod, that world of Pnimius, that world of Kabbalah, that stays up in Shemayim. That's Alma de Ischatia. It's hidden. It's not revealed. We don't speak about it publicly. We learn it very privately. We don't let it influence the Chitzonius of Torah, the Halacha, and the externalities of Torah, and the way we practice and live our lives. That's how the Bnei Leah look at things. So it's Alma de Ischatia. Kabbalah exists, it's true, but it exists in a vacuum. It exists kind of in its own secret lair and its own hidden world, and it doesn't influence the the halacha. The Kabbalah and halacha are two separate things. Kabbalah has to be mischaser, has to be covered. It's supposed to be Bnei Rachel, like Rabbi Akiva said, no, the Kabbalah, right, is comes down into our world, it's Biskalia, and they view everything Biskalia. And really, that's going to be the concept of Mashiach, that's the level that you have a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben David. You have a Mashiach ben Yosef who sets the stage for Mashiach ben David, and he starts preaching these Amadis Galia type of things that, you know, there's a change, there's a shift, Kabbalah's going to be more open, there's previous stories are going to be more accessible, and then what's going to happen is Mashiach ben David is going to really be a yuchud between David and Yosef. Mashiach ben David is going to rise up and say, oh, now that you've set up the world, that this is the Iskalia, now it matches up with the Amadis. Chasya matches up with the hidden world, it matches up with the deeper reality, and there's really, the Mashiach is going to be a yichud of Rachel and Leah, and that's, and you know, Mordechai Tzadik, the Mordechai Tzadik kind of brought a geula that's so significant that it won't be batal at the level. Why? Because Mordechai brought together the aspects of Rachel and Leah. Mordechai is, right, he's a Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini. He's both considered in some ways from Yehuda, which is Bnei Leah, in some ways Yemini, from Rachel, from Binyamin. And that's Mordechai's whole inyan. In fact, it's brought down that the word Mordechai, it's Gematria 274, is the Gematria of Rachel, Leah. Meaning Mordechai brought that together, and that's really what the Geula is going to be. It's going to be a Yichud of Rachel, a Yichud with Leah. They're going to be Mityached, that there will be a certain unity in those two worldviews. But for now, we are stuck in a Matthias where there's people who are Bnei Rachel, who view Pnimius HaTorah in a certain way, and people who are Bnei Leah, who view Pnimius HaTorah in a different way. And this is what happened. So the Chachamim, they said, okay, we want to appoint Rabbi Akiva. They said, maybe the world is ready for Mashiach Ben Yosef. Maybe the world is ready for our leader to be somebody who is preaching the Torahs of the Bnei Rachel, who's teaching the Torahs of Rachel, the Torahs of the Amad Iskalia, who's revealing that Pnimius HaTorah is shaykh to our lives, that the Kabbalah influences the halacha, that there's, you know, that the world is ready to deal with Pnimius HaTorah, and so does HaTorah in an Amadis Galia thick way, in a revealed kind of way, in a way of Giluyim. So they said, let us appoint Rabbi Akiva. But what did they say? They said, no, we can't. Why? Because he doesn't have Zechus Avos. He doesn't have Zechus Avos. What does it mean? He doesn't have Zechus Avos. So we teach it okay, because his friend Geirim, he could also teach you that he doesn't have Zechus. Which Zechus? He didn't have Zechus. Rachel didn't have the Zechus of being married to the Avos, meaning first, at least. Right? That Yaakov meets Rachel and he says, oh, I get together with Rachel, this is it. Klal Yisrael is set. It's going to bring the tikkunim needed for the world. It's going to be amazing. And then what happens? Lavan tricks him, and the way the world had to be, that we got Leah first. That Yaakov married Leah first. So that's what it means. Yaakov wasn't Zocha to Rachel. Right? He wasn't Zocha. That first we have to master the world in a world of Leah. Leah was the mother of more Shvatim in the end, right? She was, you know, considered the Ema Banim Smecha, considered the mother of Am Yisrael. She's buried with Yaakov in Maaros Machpelah. Rachel is left for us when we go to Golos. On our way out to Golos, the point of going to Golos, right, is that Rachel's there davening for us that she should have a salvation. What? That if Rachel has a salvation, if the world can reach a place where the Amadis Galia becomes the main thing, that'll be a tikkun, and that'll be a rectification. So Yaakov wasn't Zocha to Rachel right away. First he had to go through Leah, and then he had to go to Rachel. So that's what the Chachamim are saying. We don't have Zechus Avos. He's considered Rachel. We have to first go to Elazar ben Azariah, who's considered Bnei Leah. Right? Elazar ben Azariah comes from Leah. That's the way that Yaakov taught us. That first we have to master the aspect of Leah. That Leah says that there's something called Halacha, and there's something called Kabbalah. That there's what I see, and there's a hidden world in Alma de Ischasia that's influencing this world, but that's a little bit out of reach. It's a little ethereal. It's right beyond me. It's right beyond my grasp. So the Chachamim were saying, we have to create a reality where first we understand everything through a Leidika world. That there's a tachlid and a tachlis to the having the world being perceived in the way of Leah. That you could only truly understand Halacha, right, and the way of Hashem is, right, the way Hashem is mitalech began, you can only understand halacha through understanding it alone. And you can only understand Kabbalah, the way we receive the tradition of mysticism and Sod, understanding it alone. And it's true, there is a yichud between halacha and Kabbalah. There is the koma shalima, there is the concept that everything is unified. But the first we have to understand each of its disparate points before we can understand their unification. So that's what Leah is. Leah says there's what's here and what's there. And that's what they were saying. They were saying, we have to first go We have to first understand halacha the way it is, and we have to understand pnimius the way it is, and then we should be zocha as we start to understand more and more Kabbalah, more and more halacha alone, then eventually we'll start to be miyached, then as we get closer to the geula, and that will be the geula shleima, v'yichu m'sheikh ben yosem, m'sheikh ben David. And in fact, this is really hinted to in the Gemara and Chagiga discussing. So Rabbi Kiva there is offering a suggestion about the way the Kisei HaKavod is, two Kisei HaKavod, it seems like what he's saying, and it's very challenging to the point where the Gemara is like upset and says like, did he really believe that there's like different thrones for Rei Hashem for different purposes, one for Din, one for Tzedakah? And so the Gemara says, okay, do we accept this Rabbi Kiva or not? Like, it seems pretty radical. Do we listen to this Rabbi Kiva? And the Gemara there says, tries to bring a proof and says, Tashma, brings a brace. So the Rabbi Kiva offers his suggestion, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the following. He goes, Akiva, Malacha Eitzel Haggadah. What are you doing here? What are you doing by this Haggadah? Why are you explaining your radical theology, your world of Yichud, of Haggadah, of recognizing Hashem in this world? You can't be bringing that down. You can't be doing that. Kalcha B'Devar Sechah, you know, take your words and go to Negon V'Halos. Go, Dafka, Reb Tzedek points out that Negon means things that are in Chutz L'Machana. Like, go, get out of here. You know, speak about things that are far away. It's true, there's an importance to revealing secrets of Pnimius HaTorah, but there's things that require your attention first. You have to first reveal, you know, how Negaim and Ohalos, how things that deal with, you know, Tzaras and Misa, how you have to be Metakina, you have to sweeten that, but then you can come back to what we're talking about. Then you can come back to explain things. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a machlokus with Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said anything. Rabbi Kiva says, well, Rabbi Kiva, stop it. Stop introducing Malacha Eitzel Haggadah. What do you have with Haggadah? But he was also saying, what are you doing about Haggadah? Why are you bringing Haggadah into things? Why are you understanding things in a way of Pnimius? Why are you understanding things in a way of Hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, Gad, yeah, let us paskin our own things. Let us deal with things the way we've been dealing with things. And that's because that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, as one of the Nileya, he was saying, we need to accomplish what we need to accomplish as a people on the Derech of Leah. And the Derech of the Amethyst Chassia first. And only as we move towards the Gula Shlema will we start to reveal more and more the way of Rachel, more and more of the Derech of Bnei Rachel. And that's Rabbi Kiva, and that's why Rabbi Kiva's Talmud, who saw this whole Maiso, the one who started, the one at the end says this Osu Talmud that started this whole thing of whether Marav or Rishos or Chova, that same Talmud, who was it? It's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because that's already, then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took what he saw. He saw this interaction. He saw the world was not yet ready for Rabbi Akiva. And he said, okay, the world is not yet ready for Rabbi Kiva to be, you know, the leader of Am Yisrael, but we have to transmit these teachings, and these teachings are going to be the teachings that take us out of the Galus, and these teachings of the Zohar HaKadosh, so the Pnimius HaTorah is going to be ultimately what brings the Geula, and he learned that, and he saw that the world was not yet ready for Rabbi Kiva to be the Nasi, but that there was still Rabbi Kiva's Shita that was still important, and that's why he codified the Pnimius HaTorah, and he put it into the Zohar, and he pass it down the Dori Doros, and he writes in the Zohar that these Torahs are going to be what take us out and bring us to the Gula Shleima. Rachamim.